Two fuel tankers stolen by the Taliban were the target, but a NATO airstrike in northern Afghanistan has killed more than 70 people. The military initially said that Taliban fighters were the only ones killed, but they now admit civilians may be among the dead. Al Jazeera's James Bays reports from the scene of the attack near Kunduz City.
It's impossible to count the dead here. Many bodies were completely destroyed in the fire. Others were burnt beyond recognition. NATO say they were targeting only Taliban, who'd seized these two fuel tankers. But it's clear that many who died here were not fighters. Some were children. We watched as the bodies of the dead were brought to the garden outside the mosque in the nearest village, Haji Ramad. The mood of many of the people here, sorrow and great anger.
The Taliban were violent towards us, and so were the government.
When the Taliban hijacked the vehicles, was it the people's fault or the Taliban's fault?
What we know for certain is that the two fuel trucks were stopped here on the main highway from Tajikistan to Kabul and then taken down this dirt track. What happened next is a subject of dispute.
But when you listen to those at the scene, you perhaps begin to get a clearer picture of what really happened. They say the fuel trucks got bogged down as the Taliban tried to drive them across the river. They called local people to help. When they couldn't move them, the Taliban said they could help themselves to the diesel. This man wading in the river is looking for his father. He's now been missing for hours.
We found his hat and some of his clothes. I don't know what happened to the body. Perhaps it's in pieces.
These two brothers believe they found all that's left of their cousin. This bombing took place just 12 kilometers from Kunduz City, one of the biggest cities in the north of Afghanistan. Just a few years ago, this area was seen as among the safest in the country. That's changing. People here say they're losing confidence in both the Afghan government and the international forces. Now, the loss of so many lives will only increase that unease. James Bays, Al Jazeera, Haji Ramad Village in Kunduz province, Afghanistan.